Here is a brief account of the East Thompson train wreck events. On the early, cold and foggy morning of December 4, 1891, at the site of the East Thompson train station, four trains would meet with disastrous consequences. Two trains collided head-on, and deposited debris across both the main lines. A third train smashed into the rubble of that ruin, and then the fourth train, which was following some time behind the third, slammed into all of that wreckage. No one could have known earlier that morning that they were all destined to go down in history, in what would later be known as the Great East Thompson Train Wreck. The four trains involved were: the first train was the local Southbridge freight with a Mogul 260, engine number 31, which was an East Thompson to Southbridge route train, with a stop through Webster. It was operated by engineer Joe Page and his fireman Cook. The second train was a Boston freight with a 10-wheeler, 460, engine number 175, which was a Putnam to Boston freight, with engineer Harry Wilds and fireman Jacob Boyce. The third train was the Long Island and Eastern States Express, with American 440, engine number 105. A New York to Boston train, carrying 13 passengers, with engineer Harry Tabor and fireman Jerry Fitzgerald. The fourth Norwich boat train, with American 440, engine number 62. A New York to Boston train, carrying 75 passengers, with engineer Ed Hurley and fireman Will Loudon. This spectacular crash of four trains is one of the only train wrecks of its kind in the history of railroading in the United States. The events started when the local Southbridge No. 31 engineer, Page, was attaching eight freight cars, which were dropped off the night before at the East Thompson station for delivery. The cars had to be put onto the local track, which had an open switch to the main line. They had full use of the westbound main line. There were no scheduled westbound trains early in the morning, and his train would soon have pulled onto the Southbridge branch rails for a safe delivery of freight to Webster and Southbridge. The Long Island and Eastern States Express had arrived in Putnam from Hartford. They had been experiencing mechanical problems with the engine, and made a request that they get a different engine at Putnam. Waiting and ready for them at Putnam was the New York and New England engine number 105. At Putnam, the dispatcher had three trains headed to Boston, and devised a plan to get all three trains quickly out of Putnam on their way. Two tracks led out of the station towards East Thompson and on to Boston, track number 1 westbound and track number 2 eastbound. The Long Island and Eastern States Express, with engine number 105, would take the eastbound track all the way to Boston. The Boston freight with engine number 175 was allowed to leave ahead of the passenger train, but sent east on the westbound track. Since it was slower, it could leave first and get passed by the Long Island and Eastern States Express. Then once it reached Douglas, Massachusetts, it would switch back over to the eastbound track and on to Boston. The Norwich boat train with engine number 62 arrived in Putnam and was cleared to speed off to Boston. The dispatcher had forgotten about the Southbridge local freight with engine number 31, which was sitting on the westbound main track in East Thompson. Otis Clark, the assistant station agent in East Thompson, was walking west on the tracks to the station. After he passed the Southbridge local, he was horrified to see a locomotive dash into sight. He ran back to shout to the crew of the Southbridge freight to jump for their lives. The Boston freight with engine number 175 plunged head-on into Southbridge local engine number 31, as it ran through the open switch and onto track number 3, and derailed. The collision threw cars and debris from both trains across the main lines. The Long Island Express, with engine number 105, was running fast, trying to make up time. It plunged into the wreckage, and now three trains were completely in ruins. The Norwich boat train with engine number 62, which was also late and following the express at a 3-minute interval, came thundering along at about 50 miles per hour. It couldn't stop, crashed into the rear car of the Long Island train, telescoping it and starting the fire. Both the engineer, Harry Tabor, and the fireman, Jerry Fitzgerald, were killed in the wreck. And one passenger was never found. The fireman that was supposed to be with Tabor was Mike Flynn, but he had earlier marked himself off the roster saying that he had a premonition of disaster. The crash resulted in about 500 feet of wreckage and debris, covering the tracks. In Webster, a pumper and hose cart was put onto an empty flatbed car, which was promptly sent to East Thompson to help put out the fire.